Make vases and accessories that mom will love. ProFlowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Bitcoin prices.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather for today, a high-pressure system that gave us a beautiful weekend, will slip off the coast today and strengthen. This will result in a return flow and bring up a hot bubble of air from the south and west. Readings today should reach the 90-degree mark, and this very well could be the start of a late summer heat wave. The humidity will also rise to uncomfortable levels. The combination of high temperatures and high humidity will cause the heat index to be 100 degrees or higher by Tuesday and Wednesday. A heat advisory has been posted for both days. A cool front will approach Thursday with spotty afternoon storms. The heat wave will break by Friday. Stay tuned. So today, hazy, hot, and humid. Highs around 90. Heat index in the mid-90s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, it's mostly clear, very warm and muggy. Lows in the mid to upper 70s in the city, around 70 inland. Light southwest wind. Tuesday, it's going to be hazy, hot, and humid again with highs in the lower to mid-90s, and the heat index could reach 104. Wednesday, we can look forward to, guess what? Hazy, hot, and humid. Highs in the lower to mid-90s. Heat index, again, reaching 104.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Be the one I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, run me like a race.
Welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeConte and Deb Hill filling in for Brooke Sellis for the summer. We are women on a mission to help Hunterdon County businesses be found by residents and visitors alike, encouraging our county to thrive. We provide a positive space to spotlight women as a driving and empowered business force in our county and help other women learn about owning or leading their own businesses through penetrating and sometimes humorous discussions. We are here to answer your burning questions about being a girl boss in Hunterdon.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, Devin.
Happy Monday. How are you?
Great. What a beautiful weekend. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend. I'm a little worried to see what's coming up with the weather this week, though.
I know. It's going to be super hot, so we'll have to stay nice and cool. So
we have a very special guest here with us this week. Lisa, can you help me with your last name?
Absolutely. Vanden Woldenberg.
There you go. By the end of the show, I might get that down.
That's a cool name.
Lisa's with us from Great Finale right here in Flemington. Lisa, you want to say hi? Tell us a little bit about what Great Finale is and what you do?
Absolutely. Great Finale is a hands-on winery, not a commercial winery. We're not out in the country surrounded by vineyards. We don't have a tasting room where people come in and sample wine and buy bottles of wine. What we do is we import grapes from South Africa, Chile, California, Washington, and Oregon, and we help our clients make their own private label wine.
So I can come in and make my own wine with grapes from across the world?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. See, and we were just talking about this. I initially thought that I was using local grapes, and I have a background in wine. I used to sell wine in Miami. I have my level one SOM. And I'm like, that's great, but I don't know if I want to make wine with New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York grapes. Well, nothing wrong with them. Some of them are absolutely beautiful. But I can go to Beneduces and have somebody else make them taste a lot better than I ever could.
Right. And we have a lot of great wineries in the area. So me coming in, I wanted to offer something a little different. Hence the winemaking and the grapes coming from areas outside of New Jersey.
Yeah, far outside of New Jersey sometimes. We made some, our family made some wine with you guys this past fall, and it turned out fantastic, I have to say. I'm very proud of that wine, if we're supposed to wait to drink it. But we're cheating a little bit. But those grapes came from Chile.
Yes, they did.
And yep. That was pretty amazing that they came from that far, but it was a gorgeous, gorgeous color, great taste. So yeah, you chose well. Oh. I would be afraid to choose them myself. Like, I'm glad to know that when I was so relieved when I came in and you said, well, now we're going to choose the grapes for you for the next wine. I was like, hallelujah. Thank God. Because I wouldn't know what to get or what to choose in terms of grapes, mm-hmm. You know?
Your group decided they wanted to make a Carmenere. So I spoke with your group leader and just talked about where I would recommend getting the grapes from in Chile. And mm-hmm. We ended up getting them from a place called Colchagua, which is also known as the Napa of Chile. And you aged your wine in a French oak barrel. And it did turn out great. I remember the color and the flavor and everything about it. But, you know, it's not as important, you know, as for me to be happy with the wine. I mean, of course, I want to be happy with the wine, but it's hearing, you know, my clients like yourself say, wow, you know, we really love the wine that we made with you.
Yeah. And when we found out we could get, you sent us to a little website for some labels, and that's, unless you do your own like special label, there's some already there that you can revise that are adorable, wonderful, beautiful. We chose three different ones and we gave a bunch of wine to our niece who was getting married as part of her wedding present. So we made six labels or so for that. It was very special. They were very, very happy to get that.
Yeah, we have over 125 off the shelf label designs that our clients can personalize with, you know, their vineyard or winery name, you know, handcrafted by them. And they come in with all different designs, and even those for special occasions, mm-hmm. like births, communion, baptism, anniversaries, birthdays. You know, we work with wine lovers who want to do something fun with mm-hmm. family and friends, but we also work with brides and grooms who are looking to create wine for their wedding or to use as wedding favors. We work with people who like wine, who want to commemorate a special event, like a birthday, an anniversary, a promotion, a reward. You know, they can put special labels on. And then business owners, we also work with to help them create a unique client gift. I mean, wine is really well appreciated. Also,
definitely.
They bring in, you know, departments or teams that they work with to use winemaking as a team building event.
That's great.
And as a client mm-hmm. appreciation activity. So we try to offer a lot of different kinds of labels to appeal to everyone. And then we also have the custom label option where we can help you design your own custom label with your company logo or a special picture or things like that. You can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm dying to know is, this is absolutely amazing, and I haven't heard of too many other places doing anything like this. Where did this idea come from, and how did you get started? Can you fill us in a little bit on that?
Is
that a loaded question?
No, well,
it's a long one.
I'll try to make it condense it down, but I have to admit, I hated wine when I was young. Okay, I grew up in a household where white Zinfandel was the norm, and
yum.
the wine coming was that sweet,
sweet
stuff.
Yeah.
It came in
cardboard
boxes with little dispensers
perfect,
on it in the
yes.
refrigerator. So I absolutely hated wine. But at the time, I wanted to be a veterinarian. So for me, UC Davis was the place that I wanted to be, and I chose a biochemistry major. And that's sort of what changed everything, because I met a professor there who owned a vineyard and a winery. My roommate through most of college was from Napa, and I had a friend who became the cellar master over at the Firehouse Restaurant in Sacramento.
And so you couldn't miss.
Now, between all of them, I mean, I got to taste some of the best wines. I got to go to some of the best wineries. And then I had a professor who, you know, had this vineyard and winery going that was sort of the heart and soul of him. And it was kind of like, wow, you know, I really love wine. Problem was, I have a black thumb. I can't grow anything. Oh. Ask my husband. He takes care of all the plants. And at that time...
You got to marry a landscaper. That's what I did.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sure I'll...
I'm sure your choice was great.
Yeah. My choice was definitely great. But so I decided, you know, I'll continue to learn more about wine, do wine tastings, but I'll take that biochemistry degree and go into the aerospace industry and then the pharmaceutical industry.
Which, right down the pathway to wine.
Yeah. Aerospace, well, pharmaceutical, yeah, that gets you not really right to wine.
Well, I got promoted here to New Jersey, met my husband.
Congratulations.
Thank
Great
you.
Great state.
And he introduced me to a couple who were actually making wine at Hands-On Winery someplace else in the state. And knowing my background and my love of wine, they invited me to participate in their winemaking. And that's sort of what got the idea in my head. So at a point in time, you know, I was looking at doing something new. Pfizer had bought out Parke Davis. Mm-hmm. I had been doing a little bit of sales and marketing consulting on the side. You know, was looking to change things up a little bit. And I went to my husband and I said, how about if I open a Hands-On Winery? And luckily for me, he said yes. And that's how it all started.
Now, was it really that one day you woke up and was like, I want to do this, and went and just did it? Or, I mean, a lot of times that's the hardest step for somebody to make, is to go from their full-time job into, you know, they don't know what's going to happen next.
Well, I started making wine around 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And as I went through the process the first year, I was like, wow, you know, I can really do this. But at that time, I had my own sales and marketing consulting business called Direct Consulting, and I was doing pretty well. I also was working part time. We had four teenagers at home. You know, things were going pretty good. So I sort of kept it in the back of my head. And then in 2008, the market collapsed.
Yes.
And me, as a small time business person, was now competing against much larger companies for the same jobs that I had been getting in the past. So it was, okay, do I repurpose my business or do I do something new? And that's when, you know, that niggling in the back of my head about this Hands-On Winery suddenly became a full-blown idea. And that's when I talked about it with my husband. But even in 2008, when I thought about it and my husband said yes, you know, I knew a lot about wine, but I didn't know a lot about running a Hands-On Winery. Mm-hmm. So I sought somebody else out. Went to a number of different places that were offering the same kind of service in different areas, and found someone whose wine I liked, the style they were making, because it fit with much of the kind of wine I like to make. Mm-hmm. I like the environment they created, and I actually went through his experience, and I liked that as well. And I approached him and I said, you know, this is what I'd like to do. I'm going to be opening in an area that doesn't even compete with you. You know, would you consider being my consultant and allowing me to learn from you and helping me get set up? So I literally spent a year and a half working at his place, learning the hands, you know, the day-to-day procedures for operating the winery. And after that experience, I opened
so
Grape
smart.
Finale. Yeah,
That's
no,
wonderful.
It was definitely smart, because as soon as the business opened, I was focusing on the client experience. I was focusing on making sure the product was great. You know, I wasn't getting hung up with...
You already knew how to budget and run your numbers and
absolutely.
The environment that you wanted to create. Now, when you said taste, well, the style of wine, the environment, and then the experience. Again, I haven't been to your location yet. So what do you mean by experience?
When you come to my place to make your own wine, we literally help you do everything from grape to bottle. So when you arrive for your
like
first...
crushing it and everything?
Yes, you crush the grapes.
That was really fun. She's got this really neat press that we all had to take turns cranking. It's huge. Well, you can't really tell on the radio, but it's really, really large.
Deb is trying to show with her hands.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't do what I did and go wearing white the first day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they give you aprons and everything. It's really fun because everyone gets this neat apron. And yeah. Anyway, I'll let you guys finish the process, you know.
And we do encourage people to wear dark clothes and non-slip shoes.
Deb.
When they come. I came from a seminar.
So
I was like,
at least you came.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I stayed clean. They made sure I stayed clean. That was, for a customer experience, that was amazing. The pressing of the grapes, and I stayed clean and white. That was just, wow.
Yeah, so when you come in, you get to taste the grapes. You put the grapes in a crusher destemmer, which takes the berries off the stems and crushes the grapes up into the muss, which is sort of the starting product of the process.
Yeah.
We have had groups come in and do the foot stomping.
Oh, boy.
We really have, and we have
worked
with them on that.
Did they drink it afterwards?
Well, we put them in a big plastic bag because people, they want to do the foot stomping, but they don't want to have other people's feet touching their grapes, right? So, so we put them in this big plastic bag. We call it the human condom.
And, you put the people in the bag.
Yeah. And then we put them in the tub, and they literally stomp on the grapes.
Oh my gosh.
So you can do that. It's a much longer process because
that's a lot of work.
You take the berries off the stems beforehand. When people are always bringing wine and food in with them during their sessions to enjoy while they're doing their winemaking. So inevitably there has to be a designated driver because they're usually the beverages they're bringing in are wine and, doing a foot stomping can be like a 4 to 5 hour process.
Whoa. So,
oh my gosh.
A long consumption of wine there.
Yeah. But if you do the crusher destemmer, the crush session is about 45 minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I am having a notification that we're on our first commercial break, so we're going to pop off here real quick, but we'll be back in about 2 minutes to continuing talking to Lisa about the experience of Grape Finale.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me and my co-host Devin LeConte. Today we're talking all things wine, making your own wine, with Lisa Van Den Woldenberg from Grape Finale.
Much better at saying that than I am.
She's had a little more practice.
I should know it by now. It's kind of embarrassing that I don't do better. But so Where'd we land?
Experience. Mm-hmm. How your experience is different or similar to your mentors at one point in time. How you go from the whole grape to the actual wine in the bottle.
Right.
And we're talking about what?
Crushing.
And destemming. Mm-hmm. And then what? What's next?
Okay, so the whole process is a 10-month process. So that sounds like a long time, but we literally help you make wine like they do in a commercial winery. But our clients' commitment is 4 to 5 hours during that 10-month period. So the first session, which we just spoke about, was the crush session. That's usually about 45 minutes
okay.
to an hour.
So they come in for about an hour, mm-hmm. and they do that, then they leave.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, we tell people, come early, stay late, yeah. bring food and beverages, make a social event out of it. We actually have a mezzanine that overlooks our winemaking floor, and people tend to park up there with their food and beverages. So when they're not making wine, they can enjoy those things that they brought with them while other people, you know, they can watch other people making wine and going through the process.
That's fun.
So now, if you're making a white wine, you crush and press in the first session together.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know that all grape juice is white. So the color for a red wine comes from the skins. So mm-hmm. white wine, crush and press first session, red wine, crush, and then you come back and press the wine. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it is actually wine because it's gone through the fermentation process. When you're crushing and pressing the white, you're still at the juice stage.
Hmm.
So the press, you got this big tub of must. It's now wine. It's almost complete with fermentation. We like to press before fermentation is done. So that CO2 that's being produced by the yeast offers a little protective component from oxygen exposure. But you literally put the must in a hydraulic press. We are a hands-on winery, after all. I tell my clients, I say, don't come in here thinking that you're going to be standing around drinking a glass of wine while all the machines are doing the work. you get in there, and you're really hands-on and making it.
But it's really not difficult.
No.
Or it doesn't take, it's not like brain surgery. It's really, although that would be really interesting, it's really very doable.
User-friendly.
Yeah.
Everybody makes it user-friendly somehow,
mm-hmm. Do parts of it. It's great with a group because then everybody...
Takes turns.
Mm-hmm. Takes turns.
How big of a group do you recommend going with?
Oh, goodness. If you're making a barrel, there's like 20 cases, in a barrel. Some people split that up different ways. I mean, we sell in quarter barrel increments, and I've made with, groups as large as small as one and as large as 30. So inevitably, we're able to find, work for everyone to do no matter, what is being done. Is there really a particular, best size? It all depends on the group because I got some people that are like right in there wanting to be involved, doing everything. I've got other people who are standing back, drinking wine and being involved that way by asking questions. And then I have other people that are there drinking wine and socializing, and giving pointers every now and then.
I think we had a couple of those.
So, more oak, less oak.
It all depends. But, what we really try to do is make the experience what anybody in the group wants it to be. We answer people's questions. If, there's somebody who would prefer to be on the outside, watching, that's perfectly fine. So
that makes it really special.
Yeah.
As you can really customize it, it sounds like, to whatever.
Yeah. And we also have a Sonos system in the winery. So I usually ask my customers what kind of music they want to listen to while they're making wine. We can usually pull that up on Pandora. I've got some Jimmy Buffett people and I've got some Frankie Valli people. I have a lot of my clients come back, year after year, seasonally, because we do two seasons. Our Chilean and South African grapes come in the spring, mm-hmm. and our California, Washington, and Oregon grapes come in the fall. And so I even know what their song choices are. I'm flipping
Talk
the channel.
Talk about hospitality.
Wow. Yeah, great thing Sonos has an app for your phone, right? Because I can just do it right on the floor.
Oh, that's great.
Music.
That's awesome. You can put the playlist together there?
So... So the press is about an hour long too.
Okay.
And during all the sessions, as I said, we're answering all the questions. We're talking to you about, you know, what we're doing, why we're doing it, you know, where your wine is at that point, how it tastes at this. I always get that question because when we're pressing, I mean, keep in mind, it's a very young wine. For a lot of the reds, it hasn't even been in the barrel, you know, so there's none of that, rounding out of the wine from being in the barrel from the micro-oxygenation or even bottle aging. So sometimes people, you know, malolactic fermentation hasn't even taken place. So the wine is really raw and people are looking at me like going, okay, you know, is this the way it's supposed to taste? And we talk to them about why and how it's going to change. And then they come back 3 months later for a racking event. And that's really cool because we invite all the winemakers in from the season. We demonstrate the racking of the barrel. And what racking is basically part of the clarifying of the wine. So when our clients are pressing their wine, there's still a lot of solid material in the wine. As the wine sits in the barrel, that solid material through gravity falls to the bottom of the barrel. We, at the racking event, pull out the clearer wine, clean out the sediment, put the wine back in, and allow it to age. So, you know, at that point, then they get to, you know, malolactic fermentation is done. And what malolactic fermentation is, and that's another thing. Most people don't know that there's two fermentation processes, you know, when you're making, especially a red wine. Also a Chardonnay, if you're looking
The butter, right?
Yeah, the buttery flavor. So the malolactic fermentation actually converts the malic acid in the wine to lactic acid. Mm-hmm. And think about malic acid, green apple, lactic acid, buttercream milk, right? When you put those things on your tongue, you get a different experience. So allowing that wine to go through malolactic fermentation to make that lactic acid, it actually smooths out the wine even more. So, you know, lots of different processes, we talk about all that stuff.
So far I'm going there three times. First time for the crushing and destemming, second time for the pressing, third time for the racking.
Racking, right, and barrel sampling. You get to barrel sample your three-month-old aged wine at the racking event.
Yum.
Which is fun.
And then moving forward, how many more?
One more session at the end of the process.
And that would be putting it into the bottle?
That would be putting it into the bottles. So you fill your bottles, you put your corks in, you put your labels on, you put your foils on the top, and then you take your wine home.
That's amazing. So, yeah, you're really covering the entire winemaking experience at your facility. Where? What do I call it?
I call it a hands-on winery.
Okay.
We're in the Bartles Corner Business Park across from HealthQuest off of Bartles Corner Road in Flemington.
I was going to say, this might be a good time. We're going to go to our news break in a couple minutes, but if you want to give all the fun contact information, location, website, how to get in touch with you. So if somebody is listening and they do want to schedule an event, how can they get in touch with you?
We are at grapefinale.com. That's our website. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, and I have a LinkedIn page. So you can find me or Grape Finale and all those wonderful different places. We're located in the Bartles Corner Business Park at 8 Bartles Corner Road, Suite 107 in Flemington, New Jersey. And our telephone number is 908-237-0302.
Perfect. Now, how much time, if I wanted to get a group together and come out to you, how much time do you need in advance?
We've already started our open houses. So we usually do open houses, you know, starting a month or two before the season. So since we have grapes getting harvested and coming in September, October, we're doing open houses now. So the first part of the process, a lot of time, is to come in and choose which wine you want to make. And the open houses are fun because we have bottles of wine that you can sample that we've helped previous clients make. You bring your barrel buddies in to join you. You all decide what you want to make, and then you tell us what you want to make, and we order the grapes. So, you know, we always recommend come in early to the earlier open houses because there is a limited supply of grapes. But, you know, I have had people come in, you know, even in the midst of the season and say, I want to make wine. I go out to my suppliers and say, you know, what's available, and they've joined us a little bit later. But we have two open houses coming up September 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. and September 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. That's a Friday and a Saturday. Our open houses are free. We offer complimentary wine sampling and light appetizers. You can tour our facility. You can talk to us about our program. And as I said, bring your barrel buddies in with you, the people that you're going to be making wine with, because that's always one of the funnest things to do is to go through and come together and say, yeah, that's the wine we're going to make.
That's awesome. And let's talk a little bit more about the open houses when we get back. But real quick, we're going to move on to the news, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump on Monday expressed respect for the service of Senator John McCain, who died Saturday and then signed a proclamation to fly the flag at half staff. Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also took to the Senate floor to remember McCain.
We suspected for some time that we'd bid farewell to our colleague, the senior senator from Arizona, John McCain. John took full advantage of the months since his diagnosis. His hard work continued, but happy reminiscing, fond farewells, final reflections, and time with family actually came to the fore.
President Trump announced a trade understanding with Mexico that could lead to the overhaul of NAFTA. The president also wants to get rid of the name NAFTA. The trade understanding with Mexico does open the door for more negotiations on trade with Canada. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased slightly to $2.82 a gallon as some motorists prepare for the upcoming Labor Day holiday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
We spoke to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com about the slight increase in gasoline prices.
This year, the national average will be about $2.82 a gallon on Labor Day. But keep in mind, last year, Hurricane Harvey was causing the national average to surge.
Hawaii continues to have the highest price gasoline at $3.71 a gallon, followed by California at $3.59. The lowest prices were found in South Carolina at $2.51, followed by Mississippi at $2.52 a gallon.
The latest round of U.S. sanctions against Russia went into effect today for its alleged role in the use of a chemical weapon to poison a former Russian spy. Moscow, however, has reportedly slammed the latest round of economic sanctions, calling them unacceptable, and the Russian government has reportedly denied any involvement in the poisoning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The gunman who opened fire on a Madden NFL 19 tournament in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunday was hospitalized previously for a mental illness, according to court records. Police said today at a press conference that he did obtain the gun legally within this past month. Tony Montagnino was on ABC's Good Morning America, and he describes his first reaction to the shooting and hearing the shots.
My first reaction, I heard the shots, and I thought, why is there firecrackers in here? And then I actually got hit, and you know, I'd never been shot before, so I didn't know what to think, and then I turned around and actually, you know, saw the flashes from the gun, and at that point it just went into, you know, survival mode, and I just wanted to make sure I was out of there.
Montagnino was also asked if he saw the shooter.
I saw his silhouette. I could see his hair, but his face, he was holding the gun up, and and the flashes were kind of covering his face because he was just letting them rip. And then, again, once I saw the flashes, I didn't want to stick around to try to ID him.
Montagnito also describes how his friend is doing and how tight-knit he considers the gaming community.
Everybody there I knew and I would consider friends. I feel like I was a lucky one. You know, there's two guys, and, you know, I'm never going to get to shake their hand at a tournament again. You know, and I'm in a hospital room next to my buddy who's, you know, he's got two bullets in his chest, and they said they're probably never going to be able to get him out again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Today's weather, hazy, hot, and humid. Highs around 90. Heat index in the 90s, southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear, very warm and muggy. Lows in the mid-upper 70s tomorrow. I'm sorry, that's tonight. I was like, wow, I thought it was going to be the 90s. Yes, it's low in the mid-70s. We're going to have a light southwest wind. Tomorrow, we're going to have hazy, hot, and humid again. Highs in the lower to mid-90s, but it's going to feel about 104. And the same exact thing is going to happen on Wednesday. Hazy, hot, and humid. Highs in the lower to mid-90s. And it's going to feel like 104, so stay cool. All right. And we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill filling in for Brooke Sellis, two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, also known as being the boss. Okay, Devin, you were talking a mile a minute in the break here. And where
I was doing, I was,
what can we back up to?
I was
at this
doing
point?
What
there's
you
so
always
much interest.
Well, we did leave off telling everyone that we would come back and talk a little bit more about the open houses, mm-hmm. for starters. And then we'll get into some more deep conversation after that. Do you want to start with telling us a little bit more about your open houses?
Yeah, I think we were talking about the next ones that are coming up are September 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. and September 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. Complimentary wine sampling and appetizers. Bring your barrel buddies in to help you choose the wine that you like to make. Tour our facility and learn about our program.
And that's really the purpose of these open houses, is to determine what wine you want to make that year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes,
right?
It is.
Okay. What were you going to say, Deb?
How many barrel buddies do you need for...
It depends on how much you want to make and how
okay.
you want to split up. For example, a quarter barrel is 5 cases. Or 60 bottles.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
I have people that come in and, you know, a couple makes a quarter barrel. And then I have other groups where you've got 5 people that are making a quarter barrel and they're each taking home a case.
Mm-hmm.
I have one group of 25 to 30 people. They've been making wine with me for 7 or 8 years. They make spring and fall. They're in about 3 or 4 different barrels. And people are taking home multiple cases or, you know, even down to a half case. It just all depends on how you want to divide it up.
Are your cases 12 bottles or 6 bottles?
12.
Okay. Sorry, that could vary very drastically.
Well, you know what? That's a good question, and I get that question a lot. Not so much are they 6 or 12, but how many bottles are in a case?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you never know.
No, absolutely. And so we were talking a little bit over the break, the affordability of it. You know, depending on how many people you're bringing, it can be relatively affordable, and you're paying basically what you would be paying if you were going to a liquor store and buying a pre-made bottle without the experience, right?
Yes, but I like to think that for what you're getting at the price, you're
mm-hmm.
getting a much better wine. So local sommeliers have compared our wine to $25 to $40 bottles.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
But the price for making a wine for most of the wines that we make are between $13 and $16 a bottle.
Which is incredible given the experience that you're getting. It's not just the wine that you're drinking
right.
at the end. It's the whole experience. It's
right.
really amazing.
Yeah. So if you're going to make a quarter barrel, you know, you're looking at about, you know, $1,000
for 5 roughly. Cases of wine.
Yeah. And if you are making a full barrel, you're looking at about $3,500. And that's with, you know, grapes from, Curico, Chile, the Suisun Valley, Lodi, Paso Robles, Sierra Foothills, aged in American oak or stainless steel tank for 10 months.
Well, and even getting a bottle of wine that just has grapes from one of those regions, I mean, again, that's not cheap, going just to that region and pulling grapes. So
mm-hmm.
it's a deal. What? I'm sorry.
No, I was just thinking about premium grapes.
Your microphone is not happy with us. Try again.
Well, we offer other options to our clients too. So barrels. I know you were asking me about barrels.
Deb, do you want to move over to this one?
While I move.
Okay. So I mentioned American oak and stainless steel, American oak barrels and stainless steel tanks as being, you know, our most economical option. But we also offer French oak barrels and Hungarian oak barrels for our clients to age their wine in.
And why would somebody want to do that?
Well, because believe it or not, those barrels add different flavor to the flavor profile of the wine. So if you think about a tree growing in a different region in soil, and believe it or not, soil has flavors.
Terroir.
Yeah, terroir. So a Hungarian oak barrel is going to taste and smell different than a French oak or an American oak. So if you age your wine in American oak, you add vanilla to the flavor profile, French oak, caramel or butterscotch, and Hungarian oak baking spices like cinnamon and nutmeg. So we can actually help you if you decide that you want to upgrade to a French or Hungarian oak barrel. We can help you understand what that's going to do to the profile of your wine.
That's wonderful. And this is all decisions that your consumer gets to make, that you, when you go into Grape Finale, that you get to make yourself. So I always run into people, you know, I like a really buttery Chardonnay, or I don't want any oak on my Chardonnay. They can have the choice to do that themselves at your hands-on winery.
Yeah, we actually, we do a naked Chardonnay, which is no secondary fermentation and aged in a stainless steel tank. That wine actually won best white wine at the New Jersey State Fair.
Experience of the grape.
Wow. Yeah. you know, I just fell in love with Gergich Chardonnay, yeah. And I visited there and asked them how they made it. And
is that how they do it there?
Yeah, it's a naked Chardonnay, so it's not oaked. And that's beautiful. Also the white wine that won the Judgment of Paris in 1976. So we make that, but I also do Chardonnay aged in American oak and French oak, and you know, we have them on the table, and you know, it's interesting seeing couples go by and they're like, oh, I like that one, I like that, no, I prefer that one, you know.
Well, oh, that's neat.
And that's why I got involved with wine, is because it's so much fun to have somebody with you that explore their palate. I mean, right. That must be so rewarding for you, because there's not a lot of opportunities around here to learn about wine. Mm-hmm. So to be actually in a winery where you get to explore the different flavor profiles and how it comes together as a whole round in your glass, as wine in your glass, that's mm-hmm. very special.
Well, and the other thing too is at my winery, if I can get the grapes, we can make wine from it. So I'm not even limited by what I can grow in the area that's around me.
Mm-hmm.
We make Merlots, Chateau Neuf de Pops, Opus Blends, Dragon Tooth, Primus, Maximus, Super Tuscans, Chardonnay, Viigniers, Albarinos, Pinot Grigios.
Well, and we were talking a little bit over the break on how you source your grapes. I mean, for somebody, I want the listeners to understand how challenging this is and how amazing it is that you have the capabilities to do this. I mean, to be able to ship these grapes internationally, and we didn't talk about, but how long is the shipping? I mean, from when they're picked from the vine to...
Depends on where they're coming from. So if you're looking at like California, Washington, or Oregon, they're usually picked,
mm-hmm.
and they hit the East Coast in 3 days by a climate-controlled truck. If you're looking at something that's coming from South Africa and Chile, you're looking at 3 weeks in a climate-controlled container where they keep the temperature just above freezing so the grapes stay pristine. And they do. They're beautiful when they come in, and they make amazing wine.
That's fantastic. Did you want to say, I keep interrupting you, Deb. I'm so sorry.
Well, you two were talking about old school versus new school.
Old world wines versus new world wines.
That's right. So tell me a little bit about what you guys were talking about there.
Okay. There's two different ways to make wine in the world. There's the old world way and there's the new world way. The old world way is practiced where you would expect it in places like Europe.
Wine was from a long, long, long time ago.
Right. And they consider it a gourmet food to be savored and enjoyed. So they make mm-hmm. the wine in a way that the alcohol, the fruitiness, the tannins, You know, all of that is in balance, right?
So, okay.
So it's, you know, you're looking at like a 12.5% to 13.5% alcohol.
And when you eat it with food, the wine's going to create a different expression in the food and vice versa. So when you have a bottle of Tinanello from Spain, when you drink that and you pair that with, let's say, a Spanish dish, for example, it's going to taste differently before you take that bite versus after. That's why wine and cheese pairs so well together, is because before you eat the cheese, the wine has a completely different expression than after. But then there's New World also, which has a little bit of those characteristics.
But a much higher alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And as I explained to my customer, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And the countries that make wine in that way do it and have the flavors and, you know, from their terroir and things like that. But that higher alcohol level, if you remember as a kid when you had a cough or a cold and you had to taste that nasty cough syrup and your mother said, plug your nose.
Yeah.
When you have a higher alcohol level, the alcohol goes up into your sinuses and it inhibits your ability to smell, which changes the way and what you're able to taste in the wine.
That's fascinating.
Yes.
So we do a balanced, we do more of the balanced wine so we can get people can get the most out of the flavors of the wine and pairing it with the food. But, you know, I've also helped people make more New World wine with a higher alcohol content as well.
And like you were saying, there's nothing wrong with that because, I mean, proven by the judgment in Paris. Wines, New World and Old World wines can be judged. I mean,
well, if you think about climate change right now, too.
Oh, my goodness.
With higher temperatures, the sugars in the grapes, because the yeast actually ferments the sugar into the alcohol, right? So now we're even seeing in typically old world areas, higher sugar levels, higher alcohols in the wines because of the climate change, too.
Wow.
On that note, we're going to pop off to our last commercial break, guys, and we will be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Girl Boss in the final quarter with me and my co-host, Devin. We're here with Lisa Van Den Moldenberg with Grape Finale. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about the bourbon barrels. You had mentioned that you had a customer interested in, and this is a new-ish thing, putting the wine to finish it in a bourbon barrel. So you offer that, I guess. Is this something that you do normally, or is it?
No, it's actually something that we're going to start new this year, because I have somebody who's interested. I can only make what my clients are interested in making. And this is the first year I've had somebody come in and say that they want to do something in a bourbon barrel. So you don't finish the wine in a bourbon barrel.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You aging, you start the wine in the bourbon barrel and then you take it out at a point and switch it over to something else so you don't overpower the
flavor. What would you switch it over to?
American oak barrel, French oak barrel. You know, you can put it in stainless steel if you want. It just all depends on what the outcome is that you want. But they want to do a Zinfandel blend wine in a bourbon barrel, which is really going to be cool. But I have people who come in and they put a bottle of wine on my desk and they say, I want to make that, you know. And I actually go through and collect as much information as I can online from the winery, from my sources on what goes into making that wine. And I've actually had people help them produce things, you know, that they enjoy at home that they want to make themselves.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit about that over the news break when I was talking Lisa's ear off.
That's when the best stuff happens.
That's so challenging to do. I mean, we're comparing you to wineries that are multi-million dollars in cases of wine annually. And for this to be coming out, and I'm not trying to say that you're small or anything, but for the resources, I mean, that you do have these same resources and capabilities that Jordan has or that Gergich has, is really absolutely incredible, not only with your knowledge, but with the abilities in your winery.
Well, their procedures are on a much grander scale, and because we're on a hands-on, you know, we're a hands-on winery, we use hands-on type of equipment. So the process is a little bit different.
Oh, so it's even better.
Yeah. Well, I've actually had people come back to me and say, I like your Opus blend wine better than the real thing.
Oh my gosh.
You know, we do
an Opus. Right. Opus is a couple $100 bottle of wine. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it's
you know, it's fun to be able to, you know, have people come in and walk them through the process of making wine, especially one that is a favorite of theirs that they really want to try and imitate. I mean, I'm doing a particular kind of Chardonnay for someone this year. I'm doing a particular kind of Cabernet Sauvignon. We've got the bourbon barrel project going on. You know, I had someone challenge me to make a Provence-style rosé. So we are making Provence-style rosé now.
Oh, wow.
And they're loving it.
Yum.
You know, I had somebody challenge me to do a port. And we made a port. I actually do two ports now. We do what we call the never-ending barrel. So we only take so many cases out every year, and then we fill what we take out with that year. So I think this year we started the barrel in 2012. So this year the port that we took out was 6 years old.
Wow!
And we'll just continue that. And then I do a vintage port, which is 2 years in the barrel, and we bottle it. People like doing that as well.
So you do everything.
I try. I'm a scientist. I'm a biochemist. So this is like right in my wheelhouse. I'm not afraid to try things. I've got enough experience under my belt now. And the other thing is we've gotten a lot of third-party validation that what we're doing is really good. This year, wines that we helped our clients make won 32 medals and best of show, best red wine, and best white wine at the Garden State Wine Challenge at the New Jersey State Fair. And that brings
That's
our total
fantastic.
Since 2013 to 129 medals and 7 titles.
Wow, you must be so proud.
I'm happy. I'm happy because my clients are happy. We get to do something fun. You know, we get to bring a bucket list experience to a lot of people. And I, you know, I do something that I really enjoy and, that challenges my mind and, you know, challenges, you know, what I trained to do when I was in school. So I'm actually able to use my degree, not in the way it was initially intended, but to really help people have fun and create a great product.
Well, absolutely.
Something they enjoy.
That's wonderful. So we have a couple minutes left. Your open houses, when are they again? September?
Friday, September 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, September 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. And they're free to attend. Complimentary wine sampling and light appetizers. You know, one of my goals, you know, why did I start this? Yeah, I love wine. I wanted to bring the fun of winemaking to Hunterdon County. I wanted to help wine lovers make the leap to winemakers. So, you know, everyone would be doing me a personal favor. If you love wine and, you know, you want to make that leap, you want that bucket list experience, come join us at one of these open houses and learn how you can make your own, your very own wine.
I think it's a no-brainer. If you're in with 2 or 3 hours, it's worth it. It sounds like to come down, and I know Deb and I will be at one or both of the open houses up. So we would love to see you guys there.
Mm-hmm. And then when you take your wine home, got your label on it, you get to serve it with pride. You've got bragging rights.
How long until you can serve it? Quick before we're
really quick. You actually can drink it right away if you want. But as I coach the teams, I say there is something called bottle shock, which usually resolves in 2.5 to 3 months. So your wine will even taste better if you wait that 2.5 to 3 months before you drink it.
So you have it with
dinner.
That
is true.
Very exciting. Do you have any final questions for Lisa before
questions?
Oh, you want to know about the sulfites. I know you do.
Of course. That is actually true. Yes. Tell me, are they higher, lower? Does it depend on the kind of wine?
We keep the sulfites in our wine at 50 parts per million. So if you buy a commercial bottle of wine, you're looking at between 250 to 350 parts per million in the bottle. Mm-hmm. So 50 parts per million is actually much lower. And I have people who make wine with me specifically because that's the only wine they can drink.
Mm-hmm.
But it also limits the shelf life. So we tell our clients to drink their red wines within 5 years of bottling and their white wines within 3 years.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good to know. Especially, well, the lower sulfites really help a lot with people who are very sensitive to them, mm-hmm. who get migraines and stomach aches. And it's very helpful. So I can drink your wine. It's really wonderful. So thank you.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming out. We really appreciate you making your way all the way down to the Chamber building this afternoon. but thank you so much. And we will see you September 7th and 8th.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you
for having
I'll
be
me
there.
On. This was a lot of fun.
It was great having you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
USA Radio News.
It's been a long time, and this is something that's very special for our manufacturers and for our farmers from both countries, for all of the people that work for jobs. It's also great trade, and it makes it a much more fair bill.
President Trump from the White House earlier today. Now the United States and Mexico have reached an agreement amid trade talks on revamping NAFTA. Police in Jacksonville, Florida are still trying to figure out why an esports participant who lost during a Madden 19 gaming tournament would open fire on the crowd and kill 2 people and wound 9 others. Daniel Linsky is a former Boston police superintendent in chief. He says there's a lot of factors that could come into play here.
Money's involved. Don't know whether alcohol was being consumed by the participants yesterday, but all of those factors relate to a possibility of confrontation, and you need to have security measures in place to deal with these issues when they pop up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A young murder victim's father issues a plea at her funeral. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Much like when Kate Steinle was killed on a San Francisco pier in 2015 by a gun in the hand of a serial illegal immigrant, some lawmakers and President Trump have invoked the name Molly Tibbetts in the immigration debate in recent days. The suspect in her murder is, according to authorities, an illegal immigrant from Mexico. But at her funeral Sunday, her father urged Americans not to politicize his daughter's death. Family friend Nancy Heineman was there.
Her dad said, you know, we all have to heal, but Molly would want everyone to move on and to turn the page and be positive.
The 20-year-old woman had disappeared on July 18th, her suspected killer leading police to her body last week.
And your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 259 points to close the day at 26,049. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the